Before we begin, take a few minutes to relax and get into the zone. Shut off any timers you have on, let the dog out, feed the cat. Put your phone on silent or better yet, shut it off. You have set aside this time yourself and it belongs to you and you alone. You do not have to share your consciousness with anyone else but my words. And if you feel empowered to put on something sexy to get into the zone, go right ahead. There is nothing wrong with that. I want you to go to Google and look at images of cute gay couples. In many of those images, you are able to pick out who the leading partner is and who the following partner is. One is dominant, one is submissive, but not in the way of BDSM and leather, but in the roles filled in relationships. After all, this file is all about you. And what difference would your man make in the way you live your life today if you were allowed to be yourself? Let us begin. If something important happens, you will immediately wake up clear-headed and respond properly. This file is designed to help you make the most of your natural femininity. You will be unashamed to use it as a positive force in your real-world relationships. Remember that I am on your side, and I will do nothing to harm you or encourage you to harm yourself. And I forbid you to make sudden changes in your lifestyle based on hypnosis from any source. You only live one life. Live it to the max, but be smart and don't screw it up. Now I want you to listen to my voice and let yourself become calm and relaxed. Close your mind to every thought except those generated by my voice. Let the calm overtake you. Let the softness of silence wrap around you. Let the physical world of problems, doubts, and consequences drift away. All you need to do is relax and allow my voice to be your sole companion as you settle into trance. You don't have to do anything but relax and let it happen. The only thing in your mind is my voice, and it is the only sound that exists. The only thoughts that you will allow to exist are those created by my words. A trance is like a daydream. This daydream is about the thoughts my words have created. My words are your thoughts. They are the only thoughts you have. Listen to your thoughts now as my voice creates them. It is okay if you don't remember everything. It is more important that you allow these thoughts to enter your subconscious where they can change you in the inside. Allow your muscles to relax and let the strength flow out of them. Allow yourself to become motionless and limp. You are eager to accept the changes you know you must make. Allow yourself to descend into trance and let your mind become receptive to accepting your femininity. This message will remain in your subconscious thoughts, and you will return to this file often to remind yourself how natural it is for you to be feminine. You do not have my permission to be a loose-wristed pansy in public and get yourself in trouble. Your femininity will be conditional femininity. It will depend on who you are with, what you are doing, and what you want to do. I am going to communicate some facts about you, and you and I will be the only one who knows them. They are facts that you might already know, but are getting more difficult for you to ignore as time marches on. Everything I say you will treat as a highly important truth about you. They are facts you will no longer deny because you know they are true. Keep relaxing and slip deeper and deeper into trance. Let my words create good, healthy thoughts in your inner mind. In trance, you have none of your old thoughts available, only blank spaces in which my voice puts new thoughts. As new thoughts are absorbed into the quietness of your subconscious, you will not allow anything to disturb your quiet peacefulness. There is nothing entering your mind but the important themes we are sending into your subconscious. It is easy for you to effortlessly open your subconscious to receive my instructions and implement changes. All you have to do is let it happen. You will push everything away except for my voice, and you will let yourself enter trance. You won't actually know when you are there, or how deep you are. Don't worry about that. I want you to feel yourself rising up away from your body. Your mind will feel as if it is drifting above you and is aware of everything about you. You will see that your body has no gender, only characteristics. Your physical body is controlled by hormones. The ratio of male and female hormones varies between men. Your sexuality is controlled by genetics given to you at birth. Femininity is a part of your genetics, and has nothing to do with what your body looks like. Your body has little to do with your femininity. And now, you have no physical body to concern yourself with. If you wish, you may visualize that you have the physical features of both genders. Or you may visualize yourself as only having a feminine gender. Your femininity is defined by how do you relate to the world around you and where you see your sexual place in it. In your world, the dominant man is the leader and you are destined to be the follower and the feminine partner as well. It is the role that suits you. I want you to be okay with accepting that you are a follower and acknowledge that yes, you want to have a boyfriend who is a leader. You want a boyfriend who is a man who accepts your femininity. You will accept that you are not just happy to be a gay man, but you are happy to be a feminine sexual submissive when you are around your man. Femininity is your way of appealing to a man is interested in you. Hypnosis will free you to express your femininity without guilt or shame. Hypnosis will empower you to learn to express your femininity accurately and naturally. Many gay men miss the touch a woman provides and your femininity fills that need. Your ability to fill that need is what makes you attractive. You are at peace knowing that it is okay to perform the role of the two genders. You understand that you have a male gender that desires men for sexual partners. You understand that you have a feminine gender that desires to attract sexually masculine men. You will stop being afraid to express your femininity for fear of rejection. You will stop treating yourself as having something wrong with you. Your feminine gender needs you to let your feminine personality be a part of your romantic relationships with men. This does not mean you are not a man. You still are. Your femininity is situational. When your man reacts positively, you have the all clear to be girly around him. You will feel empowered to do the things women do to men to turn them on. Kiss them, hug them, and touch them. Especially under their clothing. When it happens, you will not be afraid to be girly in bed. This is completely normal and desirable. This is the sexual you. It is what it is and there is little you can do about it. You are completely normal, and there is nothing wrong with it. New instructions are entering your subconscious that will help you conduct yourself sexually as you were born to act. As your mind floats outside your body, you will begin to visualize the process of bringing your femininity out to a guy you are interested in. We are going to help your subconscious allow you to become open to displaying your feminine sexuality and abandoning all guilt associated with it. Your ability to make smart choices and exercise good sense will remain unchanged. You will not concern yourself with anything other than enjoying the thoughts I am creating in your subconscious. There is nothing to distract you and there is nothing to prevent you from going deeper into trance where I will continue to speak directly into your subconscious. You will experience absolute comfort as my voice reinforces your femininity and your subconscious. Your new openness with your sexuality will help you create a better, more loving relationship for you and your partner. You will use your femininity to make yourself a more complete lover. Your mother certainly knew you had many feminine attributes. She mixed girl play with boy play because you enjoyed it more. It was soon obvious that you had no need for boy play. Your mother loved you unconditionally, and she didn't care about your sexuality as long as you were happy. When shopping with her, girls' toenail polish and Barbie nighties attracted your attention. School forced you to learn to play it cool, but as you grew up, it didn't take you long to figure out that being cute and coy was a surefire way to get what you wanted. Especially from men. As you got older and got to do those naughty things unsupervised boys tend to do, you were much more sexually adventuresome in naked play with other boys. Sucking your friends' cocks was a natural thing for you to do, and the boys liked you because of it. I want you to continue thinking about sexy masculine men, and I want you to think of those men from your feminine perspective. You will appreciate their strength because you see yourself as weak. You will appreciate their masculinity because you see yourself as having little. You will appreciate their confidence because you have little. You will appreciate that you need to depend on them. To any woman who gets to know you, they quickly see you as a weak man, with weak masculinity, and one who spends too much time looking at guys and women's lingerie. On the other hand, you don't see women as attractive sex partners at all. They are demanding, strange, and selfish, and sex is a sloppy, smelly chore best left to others. You know you can be a better woman than they are. All you need is the right man. As you lie here listening in trance, your out-of-trance goal will be to begin the process of relearning those feminine way of thinking you used when you were very young. It is true you were born gay, and it is also true you were born with many feminine traits. You will use the internet to study femininity. For starters, we already know that. You will flirt like a woman, but you expect him to come to you. You are aroused by strong, confident, masculine men who are secure in who they are. They are drawn to your quiet, evasive sexuality that tells them you are special. That's okay. It's completely normal. That is what you are about. You are not like most guys in the gay bars. You are looking for a man who understands that you are more interested in the relationship as a whole. You see the bond that is created between you and your man as one that is strengthened through sex. You will be passive around your man and you will be submissive to him. You will make each other's lives easier and better. You will put his needs before your own and you will do what it takes to create sexual harmony. Your sexuality is a mixture of who you need to be when you are with a man. You are always gay, but sometimes submissive, and sometimes feminine. It is who you are. You must absolutely relearn your femininity so you can sort it out from your male clutter. You will use the internet and then practice what you learned in places where you are safe. You will learn when and how to show femininity to an interested guy. You enjoy getting butterflies when a masculine man flirts back. Many of these gay men miss the feminine touch they don't get from their male partners. You are naturally inclined to provide that because that is the way you were born. Your thoughts that have entered your subconscious will help you manage your sexuality as we talk about things that are important to you. Your sexuality is as much a part of you as your skin. You are gay, and you are inclined to be a feminine partner snuggling into him or under him. You will let him take the lead sexually and you will follow. These sexual desires you struggle with are quite normal and are desires you were born with. You need to recognize that they are who you really are. How much you decide to show the world is up to you and is a personal decision. In private, I urge you to be it all. In public, be careful. I'd recommend you frequent a mall out of your area. There you can practice accepting that it is normal to check out a gay guy that arouses you. And it is normal to fantasize about wrapping your girly lips around his cock and blowing him. He is probably thinking the same thing. If he asks you to blow him, It is because he recognizes your submissiveness and knows you won't do it unless he tells you to. It is completely okay to be submissive to him. And it is time to admit to yourself that you get special satisfaction out of it. And you know it is true that being submissive in the feminine role comes naturally. You will accept the symbolism of getting on your knees before him. And as you begin to free his cock from his pants, you are validating yourself as his submissive. Your instincts are completely feminine when you are excited that a dominant man is giving you the power to give him an orgasm. You are even more excited that he will come in your mouth and give you his seed. You will be happy that you have done what is expected of you. Pleasuring a man like that is a turn-on for you like no other. Like an audition, giving a guy a blowjob is not a commitment, it is just a down payment on the possibility. It is completely normal, and there is nothing wrong with it. These new ways of thinking are important to you because you need to stop hiding your feminine side from men and go with the flow. Women show their femininity naturally because there is no question of roles. You need the woman in you to come out and grow up and stop confusing people. When you are with a man, you need to think like a woman who understands what her guy wants. And before you do on a date, you will prepare yourself to get fucked, just in case it comes to that. And after you have been fucked, you will come out of the encounter feeling wonderful and that all is right with the world. It will become as natural as it is for women. You must stop lying to yourself and learn to manage your femininity. You are feminine and a submissive one at that, and you can expect that a dominant man is going to fuck you or at least try. Accept it and be prepared for it. It is completely okay and normal. You will learn as you get more comfortable in your role as his feminine sex partner, you will just do it. Don't ask. Just do it. You are not in charge. His dick is. At least you know how that works. You will let your man be a man, and you will let him be aggressive in bed. The less talk in bed the better. Let him A be a rutting beast and do the loving and the whispering, and you do the moaning and squirming. You will be true to yourself by letting him love you like he wants to love you. This is critical to you. Why? Because you are the most adorable fucking machine when you are allowed to be the feminine partner. After all, that is why you chose each other. Now I want you to continue thinking like a woman. It's not easy, but if you study women, it's not hard either. You will see yourself as smaller and more delicate than a man. Your muscle tone is minimal, and your moves are graceful and fluid. You want to touch him often and you will always be squeezable and kissable. You will seek to cuddle with him whenever possible. You will always be tuned into whether he is hard or not. You will keep your boy pussy lubricated, clean, and ready at all times. You will keep your underarms and legs shaved. You will keep your crotch shaved and leave a cute landing strip. You will maintain your unique look. You will wear loose revealing clothing at home with him and determine what he likes. Let us review the 7 truths. Many gay men miss a woman's touch and don't get what they need from their male partners. You are happiest when you are providing those feminine elements of homosexuality that your boyfriend needs. You are attracted to masculine men, and no matter how hard you try, you function best when you are dominated sexually and are expected to be the feminine partner. You need your man to protect you because you feel vulnerable, and some gay men prey on guys like you. Giving a man a blowjob is like shaking his hand. You cannot change it because it is the way you were born. You enjoy being this way, and you are only attracted to men that like it. You will remember these and recite them to yourself every time you go to bed. You will return to this file often. Remember this, in time, you will no longer feel guilty about being a gay man's boyfriend. You will be proud to be on his arm in front of his friends. You won't hide that special smile that tells his friends you two just had wet, messy sex, and you had just been bred. You are proud of yourself and your relationship with your man. It's all okay, and there is nothing wrong with that. Now it is time for us to create a new experience to add to your inventory. You will live this experience as if it is real, and it will become a part of your femininity. At your warehouse job, your supervisor Carl suddenly decided you are interesting enough to pay attention to. You are wondering if Carl is aware that you have been dating the stockroom guy, Sam. If Carl knew about it, he didn't say anything and didn't appear to care. But since you and Sam broke up, Carl's attitude toward you has definitely changed. When there are just the two of you in his office, he talks harshly to you and acts very dominant. You try to hide it, but being submissive to masculine men comes naturally to you and is part of your nature. Your natural submissiveness has always attracted dominant men, even cute ones like Carl. When you show submission, you can tell Carl wants more. When he talked to you sharply the other day, you lowered your eyes and responded, "Yes, sir." So you could show Carl that yes. You are submissive, receptive, and available. And now you will take every opportunity to show glimpses of your femininity. You tease him by bending over a lot in front of him, giving him a nice view of your girly ass. But so far, no date offers from Carl. As the season draws to a close, you are laid off. And suddenly you find that your life is empty. And here you are at home on unemployment and in a funk. You are feeling sad and crappy, and totally missing your old boyfriend Sam's cock. Out of the blue, Carl calls. "To check on you," he says. Since you have nothing else going on in your life right now, you hope he wants more than that. After a bit of phone flirting, you invite him over hoping he is into guys. Or at least you. You wanted to greet Carl in a somewhat sexy, but androgynous outfit. For bottoms, you chose your favorite women's low-rider workout pants, because they make your girly ass look nice, and a pair of flats topped off with a loose white shirt hanging from your naked shoulders. You answered the door and Carl had a six-pack under his arm. He gave you a bro hug, but added a little peck on the neck. You invited him in and you and Carl went out to the patio to chat over a beer. Before the first beer is gone, he lights a joint and passes it to you. As you pass the reefer you begin to get into the high, you are happy to see that Carl is being very nice and sweet. He is being a total gentleman and even told you that you were cute and sexy, a stinging reminder that Sam never said nice things like that to you. After a couple of beers on top of the weed, Carl gradually moves closer to you and touches you gently and more often as you talk about nothing special. You have a good buzz going and soon he is turning you on with his gentle touches as you joke and giggle. He is being sweet and masculine, albeit dominant, and you are feeling at ease enough to be coy and more girly than you dared to be at work. As you get more turned on, you cannot control feeling small, weak, and effeminate as you embrace your sexually feminine personality. He carefully brushes your open shirt off of your shoulder as he comes in closer. Without hesitation, you let him kiss you. He puts his arms around you and you snuggle into his arms and you kiss and kiss, and kiss some more. Slowly, in a very few passionate minutes, clothing falls away and he is nude and you are naked except for your panties. He tells you they are pretty and you look cute in them. You smile sweetly because, yes, you love to hear that. You get the feeling that things are going to be really different when Carl leans back on the couch and points to his hard dick and says, "You want to suck it, don't you, sweetheart? Give Carl a blowjob on the first date?" Of course you do. You will never, ever refuse to suck a friendly cock when it is offered to you. If you must be honest with yourself, sucking a man's cock is as natural to you as shaking his hand. And you are dying for a cock to suck. After all, it wasn't like you were going to let Carl breed you and leave his seed. Giving him a blowjob is just a simple gesture. A blowjob is just like a kiss, but different. You get down on your knees and explore his most beautiful cock eagerly using your lips and tongue to tantalize him. It's okay to be honest about it. You are excited to have his cock in your mouth, and you are more excited knowing that he is going to come in your mouth. You know what keeps men coming back. Don't you? Carl has a very impressive cock. It is longer and fatter than Sam's, and it widens in the middle like a bowling pin, then tapers back down a bit at his body. As you tease him with your tongue, you gradually work up and down until you have his whole cock your mouth and down your throat. He begins bucking and moaning, and then grabs your head and fucks your throat yelling. Suck daddy's cock, bitch. You are thrilled to be his angel of mercy. He needs to come bad. You'd think he had been on an island for a year. You are delighted that he is so much more passionate than Sam, and it is a total turn-on that he is so desperate to come. And you are thrilled that he is so much into you. You are close to coming in your panties when he yells. That's it, suck your daddy. You are loving that. You have always wanted to be able to call your man daddy. Sam never let you do that. He thought it was stupid. His thrusts ramp up and he loses all control of himself, and then suddenly he lets out a breathless growl of pleasure and his cum begins to pulse into your mouth. You are so turned on by his climax, you slowly begin a weak low-level climax and begin to ooze into your panties. You are astonished by the load he had stored up and the powerful pulses of cum jetting down your throat and filling your mouth. It is a magnificent load and you are loving every pulse of it. When the twitches stop and you have swallowed every last sperm, he finally began to soften. He withdrew his cock slowly from your mouth, allowing you to suck out every last drop. That was sweet, lover. A sweet smile came from you still tingling lips as you told him sweetly. Anything for my daddy. He gave you another kiss and said he had to go. Carl started putting on his clothes again and asked if he can see you again. And of course you agreed. You aren't one to turn down giving a blow job. Especially on a man like him. You even like him calling you a bitch when he holds your head and fucks your throat. You loved it because daddy needs you. A lot. 3 days later, Carl called you again and asked if he could come over. You didn't dare admit to Carl that Sam stopped by on his way to work and you two had a mercy fuck like 2 hours ago. You only told him that you might be getting back with Sam and had been testing the waters. Carl said he was a better man than Sam ever could be, and you were like a typical woman. Then he threatened to tell Sam. Then you start freaking out. Carl tells you to stop getting your panties in a bunch and he would come over and you'd talk in person. You were mortified at first, but realized you didn't have much choice and things were complicated. And you did like the woman comment. And the panties in a bunch comment was affectionate. You wish Sam said cute things like that. You doubted it was just a talk, but you figured you could at least give Carl a blow job. Besides, Carl makes you feel sexy, and you enjoy being sexy around him. In fact, Carl is a lot more energetic and a lot more in tune to your emotional needs than Sam. Still, you are feeling strange about the whole thing because you have been freshly bred and Carl is on the way. And you worry that Carl might discover you are carrying Sam's seed and get mad. And you are still horny and buzzing with lust from Sam being too selfish to give you your orgasm. To be on the safe side, you meet Carl at the door in shoes, shorts and a long-sleeved shirt. Carl is not pleased to see you dressed so casually. He tells you to go get your bitch ass dressed and come out in something cute. You respond, "Yes, sir." It was all you could think of saying. Being daddy's bitch will do that to you. You are nervous knowing you need to change quickly so as to not piss Carl off. When you got ready to meet with Sam this morning, you shaved your legs and underarms, painted your toenails, and made a cute heart-shaped landing strip. There was no way of hiding that, and Carl likes the sexy you a lot. If it comes up, you will tell Carl you did it for him. Which isn't a complete lie, since you were thinking about Carl when you did it. You freshen up quickly and rub lotion on your legs to make them soft and smooth. You put on some fresh lacy white panties and your gauzy white kimono-style night wrap and finish it off with your white fuzzy slippers with a 2-inch heel and a bow. As an afterthought, you put on some light makeup and a dash of girly perfume. Using your runway model walk, you make a dramatic entry and smile brightly at Carl. Then you proudly untie your filmy kimono and do a cute pirouette showing your lacy white panties. You beam with hope. Carl smiles and says, "Thank you, sweetheart. You look really beautiful." When he sees the effort you put into impressing him, he becomes much softer and more attentive to your femininity. He is more sweet and tender than ever. He gently pulls you down on the couch and begins kissing you. Your heart flutters when Carl says, "How's my girl this morning?" He rubs your lovely ass and massages your erect girly nipples as he kisses your neck and nibbles on your earlobe. You respond, "Wonderful, Daddy." With many more kisses and some more sweet talk, Carl soon has you out of your panties. You are overwhelmed with that special kind of horny knowing that if Carl's plan is to fuck you, then you are going to get fucked. You expected to give a blowjob, and getting fucked twice in 2 hours was not your plan, but with Carl, his plan is your plan. But plan or no plan, you hadn't come since the last time Carl was over and you are still glowing with lust from this morning. As Carl stands up and kisses you, his kisses travel down along your neck and then he kisses your shoulder under your filmy bathrobe. The idea of Carl fucking you right after Sam was strangely erotic, given that you are now the darling of two men. You take his hand and lead him unhurriedly up the stairs to your bedroom, swaying your hips invitingly. You wonder if Carl will notice if your bedroom is still pungent from sex with Sam. Carl is pushing every erotic button you had as he guides you to the bed. He is rubbing your bare ass and your thighs, and kissing your lips and neck, and gently massaging your fat girly nipples. Before you could begin to try to slow things down, your legs were over your head and his slippery dick was on its target. As soon as his cock began its grand entrance, you quickly decided that if you must be fucked, then you are going to be a great fuck. Carl eased into you gently. You were in heaven as you spread your legs wider to bring him deeper into you. He began to fuck you gently as he made progress, kissing you again and again for each millimeter of dick that slid into your boy pussy, all the way to the bottom. You felt his balls on your cute girly ass as he begins gently working in and out until he senses you are comfortable. The dilation of your boy pussy is a sweet feeling as he begins to gradually fuck you with more determination. You smile selfishly that your hole is sloppy with Sam's cum, making Carl work for it. That is fine with you. Because he is pushing your buttons like nothing ever has before. Soon Carl is fucking you like a wild man. You squeeze your boy pussy as tight as you can as you feel the beginnings of a rare but totally girly orgasm coming on. As Carl pounds into you, a special tingle begins coursing through your body that you never experienced with Sam. You wrap your arms and legs around Carl and hold on to him as tightly as you can to give his fat cock perfect alignment into your boy pussy. You squeeze your boy pussy as tightly as possible, and ball your toes into tight little fists. You hold him even more tightly as you tense every muscle in your soft girly little body. Carl knows what you need as he pounds into your boy pussy, each knowing thrust pushing you closer to the edge. Suddenly, yet slowly, the most glorious tingling begins in your boy pussy and vibrates its way up through your pelvis to the end of your little cock. A constant throbbing deep inside you begins to create orgasmic ripples that gently flow over you, making your skin tingle as if you are being tickled by a thousand feathers as your cock oozes its weak juice with nary a pulse. Carl holds you tightly through your orgasm as if you were prey. Just as you peak, Carl lets out a growl and you feel his strength as each of his delicious pulses blasts wads of cum each deeper into you than the last one. He keeps on pushing harder and deeper as you both ride your orgasms. Then as your orgasms began to fade away, you and Carl lay intertwined in post-coital bliss. You feel special in a way Sam never could. When Carl asked you to roll over, it was because he wanted you to protect his sperm. That was the sweetest thing anyone ever said to you. Sam never said anything like that. I was just a vessel to him. You laid together snuggling as Carl pulled a blanket over both of you. As the both of you began to doze off, you wished Sam could fuck you like that. Then you wondered, why do I care anymore? As you begin to put the pieces of your day in perspective, you smiled thinking Sam's and Carl's sperm trying to get used to each other, but confident that Carl's sperm will beat the shit out of Sam's punk-ass sperm. You will continue pleasing Carl because the more sexual pressure he puts on you and the more he demands, the harder you will try to please him. The more you try to please him, the more gratified you feel. Carl is your daddy. And daddy gives you orgasms. And strangely enough, when Carl is around, you have developed an inclination to sway and undulate your ass when you walk. And now when you go shopping, you have Carl totally in mind when you pick out sexy things. A man's load of cum and a girly orgasm does that to you. And you will accept that until a better lover comes along. And by then maybe Carl will be your special man forever. But until then you will his bitch. On call. All the time until you find someone better. It's time to leave trans now. If you wish to go to sleep and dream, you may do so, and when you wake up you will be happy and refreshed and out of trance completely. At the count of three you will awake. 1. You are slowly coming out of trance with conscious thoughts entering your mind. 2. You are mostly awake and very happy. 3. You are fully awake with a wonderful attitude and renewed spirit and a new zest for life. Nothing you have experienced here is meant to cause permanent changes in your life unless you want it to. I am not allowing you to make major changes in your lifestyle based on hypnosis.